We began a new sugya, really a new chapter in Masechtas Kedushin, the sugya of Avodim. We ran through the first Gemara a little bit quickly, and as promised, we have to go back and give, albeit a super high-level introduction to the sugya of Avodim. So first things first, not all Avodim were created equally. In other words, when you talk about avodim in the context of halacha, you have to ask yourself a few questions. Number one, are you discussing an eved ivri? Are you discussing an eved kanani? Are you discussing an ome ivriya? Are you discussing a shivcha kananis? An eved ivri is a yid whose mother is Jewish and he was sold into slavery. That yid has a din eved. However, he falls into the parasha of an eved ivri. An eved kanani is an eni Yehudi. He's a non-Jew that was sold into slavery to a yid. He too has a parasha of avodim that's governed by the Torah. The most unique halacha of the eved kanani is that he becomes a Yisrael b'miktas. He goes through a partial conversion process. An ome ivriya is a Jewish girl, again, her mother's Jewish. She is a regular Jewish girl who was sold into slavery. A shivcha kananis is a non-Jewish girl that was sold into slavery. So the eved ivri and the ome ivriya are yidden. The eved kanani and the shivcha kananis are not yidden. It's a little tricky because the eved kanani and the shivcha kananis become quasi-yidden when they become avodim. But the point is that the eved ivri and the ome ivriya were born yidden. The eved kanani and the shivcha kananis were born as akum. And from a Hilchis Avodim perspective, they're Avodim, they're discussed in the Tereshub Iksav, they're discussed in the Tereshub Alpeh, they're discussed in the first paragraph of Masechtas Kedushin, but at the same time, fundamentally different. Now, the sugi that we're going to learn now, for the next week or so, is primarily going to focus on the Eved Ivri and the Ome Ivriya. So just to drill down on that a little bit better. Within Eved Ivri, there are several subcategories. Number one, an Eved Ivri can become an Eved Ivri if he sells himself into slavery. He has no money, doesn't know what to do, so he decides he's going to get a job. Albeit an eccentric job, he's going to literally sell himself into slavery, and it's an arrangement that's going to make sense for him financially. A person could become an Eved Ivri because Bezdin sold him. The classic case would be where this man stole money from somebody. He has no money to be able to pay whatever it is he's mechuyev to pay. So Bezdin will force him into slavery so that now he'll pay up his loan by doing his community service. But the point is that both of these people are quote-unquote Eved Ivris, but fundamentally different from a halachic perspective. You would think, what's the difference if he sold himself or if Bezdin sold him? We'll see. Machlikis Tanam, right at the onset of today's daf, that according to some, the Shulchan Aruch of an Eved Ivri that sold himself into slavery and the Shulchan Aruch of an Eved Ivri that was sold by Bezin were completely different, literally, mi Mizrach l'mayrif. We know there's a concept of a Nirtza. We saw it already in the Mishnah. That's an Eved Ivri who was able to go free and he decided, Ahavti es Adoini es Ishti ves Banai, he wants to remain an Eved. He is an Eved Ivri, but because of the fact that he chose voluntarily to extend the term of his avdos, he went through the parsha of becoming a nirtza, his shulchan aruch is also very unique. Additionally, an eved ivri could be sold to a yid. That's the conventional case of an eved ivri. An eved ivri could also be sold to an oved kechavan. And the Torah actually has psukim in the Torah that discuss the eved ivri that was sold to the oved kechavan. And in the end of the daf, we'll already see some of the Torah Shabbat Peh where the halachas of an eved ivri that's sold to a Yisrael are different than the halachas of an eved ivri that's sold to an oved kechavan. So again, eved ivri, amavriya, eved kanani, shivcha kananis. Within eved ivri, there's a macharatzmai, there's a macharu bezdin, there's a nirtza. Was he nimkar to Yisrael? Was he nimkar to oved kechavan? There's so many different variables, and as a result, it makes for a little bit of confusion. But at the same time, Kiyodua, the sugya of Avodim, certainly from a Lomdus perspective, is considered from the most geshmakas sugyas in Shas. Now, in the Torah Shabbat Ksav, the parasha of Avodim is mentioned three times. The most famous one is in the beginning of Parshas Mishpatim. Anyone that ever learned Chumash Rashi in his life knows that right in the beginning of Parshas Mishpatim, you learn all the Rashis and all the Drashis and all the Chazals related to Avadim, many of which come from the Gemaras that we're going to learn this week. The Parsha of Avadim is also mentioned in Parshas Bahar, and then in Mishnah Torah, it's Ibig Chazert again, and that's in Parshas Re'eh. Now, the truth is, if we were going to learn today's daf like a mensch, we would have to go through these psukim slowly and really become familiar with some of the nuances. Anything short of that is malpractice. Stating that, we do what we do. And we're going to have to go through this a lot quicker than we would like. But I think as an introduction, although it's technical, it's kedai to just very, very, very quickly go through some of these psukim, so at least when we see them in the course of the daf, we'll have a little bit of shaychus. We'll feel somewhat comfortable with all these different limudim that are going to be thrown in our direction. So the first parasha of Avodim that's mentioned in the Torah is in Parashas Mishpatim. The pasuk says, "Ki sikna eved ivri." Somebody will acquire an eved ivri. Sheishon miyavik. The eved should work for you for 6 years. Ubashvius yetze lachav shechinam. And then at the end of the 6 years, meaning in the seventh year, he should go free. Now Rashi speaks out in the beginning of Parshas Mishpatim, that when the pasuk says ki sikne, it means miyad bezdin shemachru bignevasi. That this parsha of Avadim is talking specifically about an eved ivri. That's mefurish in the Torah, ki sikne eved ivri, but also ki sikne, he was sold against his will, bezdin sold. What happened? He stole money, couldn't pay up, and as a result, you'll work to pay up what it is you owe. And the Torah says immediately, Sheishonim Yavad, he works for 6 years, and the seventh year, he automatically goes free. The pasuk says, and Begapa Yavad, Begapa Yetze. If this man wasn't married, then Begapa Yetze, his Adin has no right to give him a wife. In Baal Ishahu, if however he was a Baal Isha, this man was married, V'yotza Ishtoi Imoi. Then the halacha is that if his master wants to give him a wife, he has a right to do so. Now, what's the nature of this wife? So it's evident from the next pasuk. Any children that this Eved Ivri is going to have from the wife that was given to him are going to remain by the Adon. And we see from here that this wife that the Adon has a right to give the Eved Ivri is a Shifcha Knanis. And this is a very big Kiddush because an Eved Ivri is a regular Yid, and a Yid can't marry a Shifcha Knanis. Stating that, one of the Chidushim in the Parsha of Avadim is, notice the Torah mentioned it, by the Eved that was sold by Bezdin, is that this Eved Ivri can marry a Shifcha Knanis, and as a result, any children that he's going to have, the Yichas goes based on the mother. Yeah, he's going to go out by himself, but at the same time, that's the way this works. What happens if after 6 years the Eved says, I don't want to go free? If he decides at the end of the 6 years, you know something, I have a family, I'm very happy, this life's pretty good, I don't want to go free. He's allowed to, but at the same time, there's a process that has to happen. His ear gets drilled with a marzeya, and after that, he works forever, which the Gemara is going to say is not really forever. He's going to work until Yovel. Either way, this is the first parasha of Avadim that's mentioned in the Torah. The pasuk continues. What happens if a man decides that he wants to sell his daughter as an Oma of Ria? Her Shulchan Aruch is a little bit different. Then the Torah goes on and says that there's a mitzvah for the Adoin or his son to marry this girl, a mitzvah that's known as Yiyud, which is going to be discussed later this week. And then the pasuk says regarding this Amma Evriya, the Yatza Chinam Ein Kasef, that she goes free at some point, Ein Kasef. Again, she goes free. We already saw the Gemara earlier in the Masechta and Daftal and Amar Aleph that the Gemara Darshan, that this pasuk teaches me that an Omer Viyah can only be sold when she's a Ktana, and as soon as she becomes a Naira, as soon as she brings Simonim, at that point, she automatically goes free. So the first Parsha of Avadim is in the beginning of Parsha of Mishpatim. It talks about an Eved Ivri. It talks about an Omer Viyah. Naturally, they were sold to Yidden. The Eved Ivri that the Torah talks about is an Eved Ivri that was sold by Bezdin. And the Torah mentions the halacha of he works for 6 years. Ubashvius yetzi lachav shechinam. The Torah talks about the idea that the Adon could be moisel shifcha knanis, and the Torah even mentions the concept of the nirtza, who is va'avad loyvam, which means up until yevil. Then the Torah mentions the Amma of Ria. Lo yseitzei ketzei so avadim. The Torah says, as it relates to the Amma of Ria, you have the mitzvah of Yiyud. Additionally, v'yatzachinam en kasav, as soon as she brings simanim, she is going to go free. moving along to Parshas Bahar. The Torah says, if you're going to have a brother, and he's going to be poor, and he's going to decide on his own that he wants to sell himself to you. This is an Eved Ivri, who became an Eved Ivri, not because somebody forced him to be sold, but he decided on his own that he wants to come work for another yid. Lo yisavui boy avoidus avet. Allah, you have to be very sensitive to him and don't overwork him. Kisachar kitoyshev yiyah imach. You should treat him like a worker. Achnas hayoyvel yavoid imach. And he should work for you until yoyvel. V'yotza me'imach u'ban of imay. When Yovel comes, him and his family shall leave. L'shavam l'shpachtev alachuzas avoyis of Yashav. You should go back home. And the reason you have to be sensitive to the Eved is ki avodai heim asher oitzei siyois ameretz Mitzrayim, because really Yidin are all avodim. Even the Adin is an Eved. Lo yim machrum mimkeres Eved. Therefore, you can't just sell him and treat him like a regular Eved. L'yisir d'may befarech v'yoreisa me'eloi kecha. Then the pasuk continues, and the pasuk says, "Va'avodcha va'amoscha ashiyu loch me'es hagoyim asher svivoy seichem mehem tiknu eved va'om." That if you want to go now and purchase an eved from the goyim asher svivoy seichem, that's also something you can do. V'gam mipnei atishav nagor mimachem mehem tiknu umi mishpachto asher mimachem ashelid ba'aretz chavayu lechem lachuzo. That's also something you can do. And that parsha, which we don't need for now, is the parsha of the eved kanani. So in Parshas Bahar, it begins with the eved ivri that sold himself, as opposed to in Parshas Mishpatim where he was sold by Bezin. We go from there to the Eved Kanani. The next pasuk says, "V'chiyasig yad ger v'toyshav imach." What would be if one of the goyim that live in your midst becomes a gvir? Umachal chicha imoy, and your brother the yid is an araman. V'nimkul ger toyshav imach oy le'ikim mishpachas ger. And then the yid was sold to the Eved Kechavim. This is the Eved Ivri that's nimkul Eved Kechavim. So the pasuk says, "Achri nimkur geulati aloy." After he sold, you should try to redeem him. Make a pala meeting. Do anything you could do to try to get him out. Echad me echav yigalenu, and one of his brothers should try to redeem him. Oy doy doy the fatte. Ben Doidai, his first cousin, Yigalenu. Oy Misher Besarim, in Mishpachta Yigalenu. Someone from the Mishpacha. Oy Yisir, Goyodai Benim. Somebody should try to bail him out. And when you bail him out, the Chishavim Koneo, Mishnasi Machalei, Achnasa Yevel. You should try to figure out how many years there were remaining in the term Groin Kesef, that whole Indian that we've spoken about. If there's a lot of years remaining, that should be factored into how you determine how much money you need to reimburse him. And if there's a little bit of money remaining, then and then the pasuk ends with one mysterious pasuk that the Gemara is going to darsh in today's daf. And if you don't do this, then him and his family should go out b'yovel. What exactly that means, the Gemara is going to discuss. So the second parasha of Avodim, again, this is very technical, but it's impossible to start the daf without a little bit of an introduction, is here in Parshas Bahar. And really, the parasha of Avodim in Parshas Bahar is really made up of three parashias. And the three parashiyas are, number one, the Eved Ivri that sold himself, number two, the Eved Kanani, and number three, the Eved Ivri that was sold to an Eved Kechavim. The third parasha is a Mishnah Torah, that's in Parashas Re'eh. The pasuk says, Ki imachal lecha achicha ha'ivri, oye ha'ivriya. And Rashi says, Ki imachal lecha means al yidei achreim, b'machru bezdim b'gnevasi akasim medaber. This parsha is a second parsha that talks about an Eved Ivri that was sold by Bezdim. Then Rashi asks the kasha, I understand, didn't we already talk about this in Parshas Mishpatim? So Rashi says, yeah, elu b'pnei shnei dvarim she'nischadshu kan. There's two chedushim that are going to be nischadish here in this parsha, and it's because of those two chedushim that we're mentioning here. Now the emes is Mishnah Torah is chazoras hashir anyways, but here there's going to be chedushim in the parsha that weren't mentioned in Parshas Mishpatim, and that's why we're talking about this now. So really, when you learn Parshas Mishpatim, you're supposed to jump to Parshas Re'eh, and you're supposed to learn this parsha. It's very, very pertinent. Because there's two chedushim that come from these psukim that you really don't have in Parshas Mishpatim. Either way, the Torah says, number one, Vavotcha Sheishanim, this Eved Ivri, or the Amma Ivriya, should work for you for 6 years, Uvashana HaShviyas, and in the seventh year, Tishalchenu Chavshim Me'imach. Then the pasuk says, Ki Shalchenu Chavshim Me'imach. When you send out your Eved, Loi Tishalchenu Reikam. You can't just send him out for free. Rather, he gets a severance package. Hanek Tanek Loi, Yitzoincha, Umi Garnecha, Umi Yikvecha, Asher Birecha, Hashem Alekecha, Titein Loi. You should send him out, Berechush Gadol. Why? Because when the Yidden were Avadim and they left Mitzrayim, they left Bechush Gadol. V'zacharta. Because you're supposed to remember, Ki Evedo Yisav Eretz Mitzrayim, V'yivtecha Hashem Elokecha, and they left Bechush Gadol. Akeina Noichi Mitzavcha, Es HaDavar HaZayayim. And then the Pasuk says, Ahoy, Ki Yamei Lecha, what will be if at the end of 6 years, the Eved's going to tell you, Lo Yetze Meimach, I don't want to leave, Ki Ahevcha Ves Beischa, Ki Toiv Lo Yimach. V'lakachta Samartzeya, we know this already, V'nasat of Ozim, V'ad Elis V'yilecha Eved Oilem, Afla Moscha Tasakein, Lo Yikshe Beinecha V'shalechecha Oysa, Chavshe Meimach. When you send the Eved away, it shouldn't be hard for you to do it. Because remember that this Eved worked for you, but it didn't just work for you. Mishnah is a lashon of lecha mishnah, two chalas, right? He worked for you double. And if you do this, you're going to be zoichet a tremendous bracha. So what's the last parasha of Avadim? That's in Parashas Re'eh. And in Parashas Re'eh, the Torah is talking again about the Eved, Ivrim, the Amor of Ria, that were sold. Machmas knevasai. Why are you mentioning this? This is something that was already mentioned. It's true. Mipnei shnei dvarim sheneschat shukan that we're going to get into Be'ezer Hashem. But the bottom line is that we have three parashias in the Torah that talk about avodim. We have the parashah in Parashas Mishpatim, the one that everybody knows. That parasha talks about an eved ivri that was nimkar big knevasai machru bezdin. And the parasha of the Amma of Ria. We have Parashas Bahar, which again is one parasha, but it's made up really of three parashas. Number one, the Eved Ivri that sold himself. Number two, the Eved Kanani. And number three, the Eved Ivri that was sold to an Eved Yechavim. And the third parasha, which is a Mishnah Torah, is Parashas Re'eh. And that talks again about the Eved Ivri that was sold through Bezdin, also talks about the Amma of Ria, and really it's Chazorah Sashir, and the only reason it was mentioned was Mipnei Shnei Dvarim Seneschat Shukan. This is the super duper high level introduction to the Parsha of Avodah. Now,